now. How lucky do you feel? And how superstitious are you? And does your superstition ruin any lucky things that may well happen to you your way? It's Friday the 13th, and for some it's another day of the week, but other people seem pretty convinced today is going to be unlucky. And I always say, if you say it's going to be unlucky, it probably will. Mm-hmm. But do we actually need to worry? And how many people are bothered by today's date? Professor Richard Wiseman is from the University of Hertfordshire and joins us live on the programme this morning. You've researched this date. How do people feel about the 13th?
Well, most people don't, not at all bothered, and around about 8-10% of people are actually a little bit nervous about going out today, so they might be cancelling a few meetings or keeping off the roads, and so yeah, for some people it does have an impact.
It's interesting though, isn't it, because it almost defies any logic if you look at the statistics for things like air crashes. They don't happen any more on Friday the 13th as any other day. They simply don't have any effect at all.
Well, that's not quite true for traffic. There seems to be some evidence that people stay off the road, that alters the traffic patterns, and in some areas you actually do get a very, very small increase in accidents.
Well, because there's fewer people on the road.
Absolutely, because people aren't used to the traffic patterns, and so they end up making mistakes.
There's no traffic jam. I don't know how to drive.
So that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, but it's a very, very small effect. I mean, you're right. For the most part, it makes no difference at all.
We talk about, for example, on aeroplanes, there's no row 13. Many people might live in blocks of flats where there's a 12, and then it goes to 12A or straight to 14, and hotels that simply miss out the 13th floor. It's not the same in all countries, is it? Because I know that in places like Japan, they have... I think it's number 4 that's unlucky. They'll go straight from 3 to 5. So it's not just a uniquely British thing. But it doesn't, I suppose, matter what it is that you feel is unlucky. As long as somebody tells you it is, you'll probably believe it.
Well, that seems to be the notion, that once we're basically trying to control our environment, when we have something that like chance that comes into our worlds, it affects all of our lives, affects world news and so on, we feel very uncertain about that, makes us very anxious. And so when somebody comes along and says, here's some things you can do, some magical things to try and get chance on your side, whether it's touching wood or, you know, not going out on Friday the 13th or whatever, that seems a very attractive notion psychologically. And so we start to buy into these rituals, because the moment you do that, you've got to do it every year, because otherwise you become worried that the one year that you don't do it, something bad will happen. A bit like buying lottery tickets, you get locked into this pattern. So yeah, it's superstitious thinking, but it does affect all of us.
And however distanced you are from this, I imagine, I mean, you know, you are human, you would have been bought into something, I would imagine. What are your lucky things?
You know, I really tend to try and avoid them. We spent about 10 years working with exceptionally lucky and unlucky people, and you could see the unlucky people in particular carrying out these rituals, trying to control their environment, and it became a sort of form of OCD. So I don't think I really have anything. I think I do touch wood when I'm a little bit anxious about things, and that's a kind of throws back to pagan times to try and get the benign wood gods on my side. But you know, deep down, I don't think those wood gods are going to be looking down on me. I think it all is just chance.
Is there such a thing as a lucky person or an unlucky person, or is it just chance?
Oh no, certainly it's lucky and unlucky people. You know, some people enjoy a charmed life, and other people it's nothing but a catalogue of failure. But our research suggests that for the most part, it's nothing to do with anything magical. It's the way they're thinking or the way they're behaving.
But isn't the danger of that? I mean, if you've had a charmed life, the danger is you just don't make an effort and it could all change anytime soon. And the danger of assuming, because of the things that's happened to you, you're unlucky, you just give up.
Absolutely, a fatalistic mindset. So we had, you know, people that were saying, oh, I never... prepare for a job interview because my questions never come up in that interview. And you think, yes, that's right. So they fall into that fatalistic mindset, and then you become essentially sort of helpless. You think, yeah, there is nothing I can do. Destiny has fated me to fail. And it's a very unhelpful mindset, because you think it affects every single area of your life. You know, it's not just concentrated in one particular part.
Lastly, we do know, because I saw this when I was reading up about this before the programme, I think we can go something like 14 months without having a Friday the 13th. Yet, sadly, this year we have another one in 3 months' time in April.
It says something about our calendar, but other than that, absolutely nothing. I mean, you might as well concentrate on Thursday the 12th. I mean,
don't start that.
Yeah, they're the worst days. They're worse than Friday the 13th. That's when we should be worried.
Richard, yeah. It's good to talk to you live this morning. Thank you for joining us on the programme today.